You're listening to SBS News.
How do parents know when their child is ready for school? The age at which children can start school varies across states and territories, currently anywhere from 3.5 in Western Australia to 6 in other parts of the country. Marianne Knaus is Associate Dean of Early Childhood Studies at the School of Education at Edith Cowan University in Western Australia. She says adding to the confusion for parents is the different terminology across the country about what the first year of primary school is called. There are also different rules about if parents can delay when their children can start school. Associate Professor Knaus says the lack of consistency is causing a lot of confusion for parents.
I think it's time for a national school starting age. At the moment, we've got a decentralised system, so it depends on each state and territory what they decide to do. But I think it would be beneficial for parents and for schools to all have the same starting age.
Charles Sturt University's Emeritus Professor Bob Perry has studied educational transitions for most of his career. He says the only national rule is that all children must be in school by the age of 6. But with parents in some states being able to delay enrolment by a year, it creates a situation where children aged between 4 and 6 can all be in the same classroom. Professor Perry says there is a wide range of maturity levels between the ages of 4 and 6, but he doesn't believe age should be the sole measure of when a child should start school.
I think much more important is what actually happens at school rather than when they actually get there. You know, our teachers are quite capable and have been doing it for years to nurture and, you know, very carefully look after and teach children who are as young as 4.5. I don't think that it would be necessarily a good thing for us to have, you know, a national rule which said children couldn't start until they were 6. I think we'd need to answer the question, very important question, about, you know, well, what will they do until they're 6?
Professor Perry says there is access to preschool education for all Australian children in the year before starting school. And while there are subsidies available, most parents still have to pay for these places, making it costly exercise for parents who may also have other children in childcare. Bureau of Statistics figures from 2019 show 83% of all 4-year-olds and 21% of all 5-year-olds were enrolled in preschool programs in Australia. Professor Perry says while he thinks preschool is important, he's concerned about the quality of some of these programs.
I'm not sure that the current preschool situation and childcare situation would enable us to answer that in a very positive way.
Some studies have shown that children who start school later have better outcomes. Professor Knaus says University of New South Wales study looked at 100,000 children in New South Wales who were held back to study at a later age. It found there was a clear trend of improved outcomes with each additional month of age. Christine Legg is the National President of Early Childhood Australia. She agrees there are better outcomes for some children in starting later, but argues this is not always practical for parents.
You know, particularly if they're attending a long day care and the fees are very high, it is another year for families. And if they've got 2 children in childcare, you know, that can be very expensive. So I think, you know, it tends to be families who can afford it or a family who makes a huge sacrifice financially to keep their child, you know, in a early childhood setting for an additional year.
Associate Professor Penny Van Bergen specialises in educational psychology at the Macquarie School of Education. She says the question of age standardisation is a complex one with no easy answers. She says while there is some evidence suggesting parents would also like a national standard age to be implemented, there are many reasons parents might hold their children back for a year.
There can be big differences in 18 months, and it's a complex issue because, you know, one of the reasons that parents might choose to send a child, you know, in the second year that they're eligible rather than the first year is that they feel as though the child's not prepared yet. And so it's not necessarily the case that somebody starting later will always be more equipped than somebody starting earlier. But nonetheless, it is something that certainly parents are concerned about, that their child could be in a class with much bigger people. Parents of boys especially report that as a concern, that they're worried that, if they send them when they're very little and they've got boys that are 18 months bigger than them, that physical size makes a difference as well.
Associate Professor Van Bergen says if the starting age is standardised, what model would be adopted?
You know, there's evidence both from parents and from the school communities that perhaps erring towards the later side of the age spectrum might give children a greater advantage. In terms of maturity, readiness for formal learning, being able to sort of sit down and concentrate for that period of time, and giving, as long as possible in early education environments as well.
Regardless of what age parents decide to send their kids to school, experts say there is much parents can do to prepare their children for one of life's great transitions. This includes asking the child what they think about starting school, showing the child where the school is before their first day, and setting up a regular sleep routine about a week before school starts. Associate Professor Knaus says the start of school shouldn't be just about academic development. It's also about learning how to play with others.
It's not earlier the better. It's more about the quality of what they have at school environment. And we find that play is highly valued for their earlier years. So if children are starting school at an earlier age, if there's a high quality play-based program, we find that children do much better in their abilities later on. Children learn a lot of through play. Unfortunately, some people consider play as not being invaluable, and they want to start children on formal learning way too early.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.